right. We are ready to get to the positive points on aging, and I am excited to welcome in from the Alzheimer's Association, Alexis Watts, who's here with us, and excited. Marcia's going to join us in a little while. We'll look forward to that. But good morning, Miss Alexis.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a privilege to have you here. It's a pleasure to visit with you. I want to talk to you right up front about this, because there's no doubt, as we are in a situation where America's population, the fastest growing numbers are the boomers and the elderly. And with that, there is a boom of Alzheimer's and dementia and things along those lines. It's just a reality. We've made some progress, but we're not making the progress we need just yet, which is why the Alzheimer's Association does fundraisers, why we need to keep funding the research, why we need to keep furthering the cause, finding better treatments, all of that stuff. So that's where we bring you in and we give you a chance to talk. I want to talk a little bit about just kind of like give us the big punch on the realities, what we're facing right now.
So what we're facing right now is that more than 6 million people in the United States have Alzheimer's disease. And right now, 95,000 are right here in South Carolina. And that number is increasing every year. By 2025 in South Carolina, that number is expected to be 120,000 people in our state. And that's the number of diagnosed cases.
Right.
So we know that the problem is actually much, much bigger than that. Alzheimer's disease actually kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined.
Right.
It's a huge problem, and it's not just an elderly person's problem. We're seeing more people in their 40s that are being diagnosed with this disease or having to stop working earlier on. It's becoming a huge issue, and we've got to get ahead of it. We've got to do something to help people and help the caregivers. There are so many caregivers.
Yeah.
Over 11 million Americans provide some level of care for a loved one with this disease.
You've opened up two things that I want to ask you about. The first thing I want to ask you about, and I'm not asking you to get into this from a clinical medical perspective, but just from your experiences, I would like to know, when you are talking about much younger people being diagnosed, is that a case where we probably had that going on all along that was being misdiagnosed or undiagnosed, and now it's just we know more, so we're diagnosing better? Or do you just think that younger people are finally being afflicted that they weren't before?
I do believe that being able to be diagnosed and see those symptoms and actually know that's what it is becoming, you know, people are getting diagnosed when maybe they weren't before.
Right.
I do believe that's some of it. But also, lifestyle factors can contribute to Alzheimer's disease. We have a program called Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body, mm-hmm. about how important it is to, you know, do what's healthy for your heart is also healthy for your brain. So sometimes lifestyle factors can also increase that risk of Alzheimer's disease, although the only risk factor is having a brain. Unfortunately, anyone can develop Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. You can do nothing wrong, live the perfect lifestyle, and if that's just the way it's in your cards, it's in your cards. And it's, again, I'm not saying anything that most of our listeners do not already understand. I cannot think, Alexis, of a more debilitating, dignity-robbing disease than someone who is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It's and we've all seen somebody we know, or we have a friend, or someone from church, or whatever it is, and it's just a horrible, horrible disease that takes away a person's obviously so much of their abilities, skills, memories. And it's just such an ugly, ugly disease to see it progress, which is why the association exists, why you're there. Let's talk about some of the things you guys do as an organization to help families when there's a diagnosis.
Yes, absolutely. We talk about the fact that, you know, what happens with Alzheimer's disease is that it's so difficult for the entire family, not just the person that has dementia. It is something that the whole family has to come together and figure out what next steps, figure out a care plan. It's such a long process and can be such an expensive process for families. So it can really devastate a family. So that's why we have a lot of services to help those that are dealing with this disease. So we have early stage support groups. So those who are in the early stages can connect with others that are dealing with the same thing. We have caregiver support groups to help caregivers. So we want them to get that emotional support that they need while they're caring for their loved one. We also offer respite care. So we will help pay for someone to care for their loved one, for caregivers to come and be involved with any of our Alzheimer's Association programs and services, whether an educational program. We have many different educational programs, or we have the support groups, of course, will pay for in-home care for them to be involved, even as a volunteer. If they wanted to volunteer with the Walk to End Alzheimer's or as a programs volunteer, we will pay for care, because being a caregiver, it's a labor of love, but it's a 24-hour-a-day job. And, you know, they need support while they are caring for that loved one with this disease. So that's what we offer as well. We're really here to help the families that are dealing with this disease. But then we also fund research, not only on a national level to find a cure for this disease, but also locally. There are clinical trials going on right here in South Carolina that we can connect people with through our Trial Match program. And we're actually the largest nonprofit funder of research to find a cure as well.
Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in for her own segment. I'm so glad you decided to join us there, Miss Marcia, from over at Oakleaf Village. It's awfully nice to see you this Tuesday. Thank you for making yourself available. Next time we'll call your secretary and see if we can't get you here at 8:30.
You know, you should talk to people that don't know how to drive, okay?
We were talking about that on the roads a little bit earlier,
yeah. No, well, good morning, my friend.
You know, when you're surrounded by professionals, I really didn't, I was stressed out because of the traffic and because all I wanted to do was stop and get Brian some Mountain Dew.
Right.
So I had to bring him in a little Cersei basket with moon pies and Lance crackers and some Pixie Sticks that you need.
I'm fairly sure that's not for, that was, I thought that was for me.
I thought you were not doing sugar right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brian, she's so nice to you. Anyway, the content is too important for us to waste any of our time. But at the same time, good morning, my friend. It's nice to see you. And yeah, Alexis is killing it. So no worries in terms of that. Yeah.
Well,
and you can I can see the passion for what you're trying to do, Alexis. And I love that. And I appreciate that. As Marcia told you, I've got that in my own family right now that I've been dealing with. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. You were talking about the caregivers, and I know you have had to deal with that, Marcia, on a personal level yourself. I also know, obviously, you live it every single day over at Oakleaf Village with families going through this. And I would like for you to talk about it for a moment, Marcia, from the compassion end of it, and how, if somebody is diagnosed, if somebody does have to deal with something like this, what suggestions you might make for a family if they get that diagnosis, what they should do?
Anyone, anywhere, especially in the state of South Carolina, if they have access to a computer, however they can get to it, through a library or a friend's home, the amount of resources available through the Alzheimer's Association is unbelievable. I mean, it truly is. It didn't take the pandemic for us to do a lot of online programs, support groups, because we know that some people can't get away from their loved one because somebody has to take care of them to go to a support group so they can go online. But if you go online to ALZ.org and you look at what's available, it's just amazing. And last week, Alexa spoke at another group that I'm involved in, and I was just for 15 minutes, I was like, this woman is a walking encyclopedia about what's going on. But one thing I really want to stress to people, if you have a vision of what, how many people are affected, I always use this one. You take the William Bryce Stadium, you fill every seat, you fill the infield with every seat possible, you go out in the parking lot, 95,000 people in our state, our little state of South Carolina, have been diagnosed. There are a lot of people out there that haven't even been diagnosed.
Right.
Their families are just having to suffer through it because they can't get them to a doctor or they can't find a neurologist to do the testing. So I'm so glad that we've got Alexis here, because the amount of information she can provide us at any time is always available.
Well, that's good stuff. Again, the important thing for our listeners to understand is that there is information and there is support and there are support groups. And obviously, the best thing we can do is steer you to Alexis and to the association so that you can get help if you need it. We'll remind you of that, of course. We're going to do a quick timeout, get you a look at the Fox Business Report. We'll have that for you. Then when we come back, great event on the horizon that we're going to talk a little bit about and we're excited about. So stay tuned. Much more to come as our positive points on aging. Marcia Klayman and Alexis Watts, stay with us.
With Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
UPS says all parts of its business were stronger than expected in the summer quarter. Its stock is higher. UPS is raising its forecast for the year. Earnings were up more than 18% from a year ago. Toy maker Hasbro also reported an upbeat quarter. General Electric's quarter was mixed. Microsoft, Twitter, and Alphabet report earnings after the Wall Street close today. A major credit card company will allow payments with cryptos. MasterCard is partnering with Bakkt Holdings. The relationship will allow cardholders to buy cryptos to pay with them or earn cryptocurrency as rewards. Bakkt converts the cryptocurrency into currency the merchants accept before sending the transaction over the MasterCard network. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Southern charm at its best. Our residents live more and worry less. At Oakleaf Village of Lexington, we honor residents' traditions while embracing the present. Our residents receive exceptional care while maintaining their independence. Now that our COVID-19 vaccines are complete, we have returned to 3 meals daily in the dining room, activities, and more social engagement. Call 803-808-3477 and ask how we can save you money. Again, 803-808-3477 or online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
There's never an HVAC expert around when you need one. Enter the field in less than 6 months with the Midlands Tech entry-level HVAC Tech program. Evening classes just twice a week for a seriously in-demand field in famously hot Columbia. Practical, hands-on lab with instructors who work in the industry. Focus on diagnosing and troubleshooting HVAC issues. Scholarships are available. Learn more at MidlandsTech.edu or call 732-0432. Tell them you heard it on The Point and get 10% off the cost of the program.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
For many years, I've bragged about the great work Stone Interiors does in the home. And brag's the right word, because before I endorsed Stone Interiors, I was a customer first. That means I've been through the same process you can go through. Lainey and I visited the showroom. We were in awe of the selection as we wanted a unique granite look for our kitchen. We got that for our countertops. We found something special. The team at Stone Interiors put the plan in motion. They came out, they installed the granite that we've been loving and beaming about ever since. When folks visit our home, inevitably, we end up in the kitchen talking and someone comments about the granite, from its look to its texture. So is it time to enjoy some new granite, marble, or quartz? Do you need a beautiful new backsplash in the kitchen? What about a new fireplace or an outdoor kitchen? Stone Interiors has taken great care of folks in the Midlands for 20 years. They're locally owned and operated, and that's essential. You can visit the showroom, do a virtual appointment if you want, whatever you're comfy with. Visit StoneInteriors.com or give them a call, 461-8950. And, of course, tell them you heard about it from The Point.
Point A to Point B.
Good morning. On the eastbound side of 26, we have wrecks at the 89, the Peak, I-20, and Bush River. All the eastbound side of 26. Wrecks at 26, westbound at Highway 1, St. Andrews at Kinley Creek, Lake Maria Boulevard at Irmo Drive, Broad River at Bakersfield without traffic light, Piney Woods, Piney Grove a wreck, and Broad River at Whiteford with a wreck. Mid-State Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. Got a leak? Let Mid-State Roofing take a peek. Service, advice, results for over 25 years. Mid-StateRoofing.com. Doug Thomas on The Point.
Point. Point A to Point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for being with us here at The Point on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. Got Courtney and Jeremy coming up in a matter of 15 minutes or so with the Home Advocates. That's coming your way. But we, each and every Tuesday morning from 8:30 to 9, have the Positive Points on Aging with our good friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, Marsha Clayman and also Karen Pickard. And Karen, she's still in California, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she'll be back soon. But Marsha is with us. We're always happy to see our good friend Marsha, especially when she brings, is that a Southern word, Cersei? Is that it's a Southern word, right? Okay, yeah. I mean, for me, I'm a guy from Detroit. I would have said, like, brought you a little bucket of goodies. I would have said something like goodies. But Cersei is a good Southern word. When I first heard the word Cersei, I was like, I don't know what that means. Anyway, with us in studio, Alexis Watts from over at the South Carolina Alzheimer's Association. And you guys have something magical coming up that you've been talking about, that you're excited about. And it really is a really well-done event that brings people together from all parts of having to deal with Alzheimer's. Tell us where, when, how, all.
Yes, we're so excited. We're going to be back in person at Segra Park this Saturday, October 30th. It is free to register. You can go online right now at alz.org/walk. Free to register and join us on October 30th, again this Saturday. We're going to be opening up at 9 a.m. Our opening ceremony will be at 9:45 a.m. followed by the walk. And everyone that comes to the walk gets what we call a promise garden flower. And each flower represents why they are there, so their connection to the cause. So the orange flower means that they may not have a personal connection, but they're an advocate to end this disease. Yellow means that they're a caregiver for a loved one with Alzheimer's. Purple means that they've lost someone to this disease. And then blue means that they have Alzheimer's. And so in our Promise Garden ceremony, everyone is holding up their flowers for why they're there right before they walk. And it's always such a beautiful experience because caregiving for a loved one with this disease can be so isolating, and it's important for them to know that they're not alone, that there are so many other people in Columbia that are dealing with this, and that the Alzheimer's Association is here to help.
Well, you know, you look at what we talked about in our first segment, and you look at the growing numbers, and again, that was the first thing that stood out to me when talking with Marsha earlier in the month when we were planning on this visit. And Marsha's been so passionate for many, many years with this. And in fact, I know this because I know all the things you've done when it comes to getting my bride involved with different things. I've gotten involved. This is an inevitability for society right now in the United States and here in South Carolina and here in the Midlands area. This isn't going to go away. It's only going to go up as our boomer population increases inevitably. It's just no getting around it. So as a result of that, we are faced with a challenge as a society at the national, if not international level. We've got to get a grip on this thing. That only happens with research. That only happens with dollars. That only happens. And you know, the thing I always tell people is don't wait for a cause to impact you directly to care about a cause. I understand when you do get a cause and then all of a sudden you've gotten a taste of what it can do to your family and you get involved. But if you can find it within yourself to get involved and donate to a cause that doesn't even affect you or impact you yet, believe me, it's a blessing. And so go to alz.org. And if you want to go and get involved with a walk, it's a fun, fun experience. Don't be fooled by the fact that this is for a disease that is very difficult. The event itself is really a coming together of people, and there's a lot of positive energy.
I need to interject. I've been all the flowers. I mean, I've been orange for advocacy, and then the one with having someone with caregiver. What color is that?
Yellow.
Yellow, okay. This year will be my first year I will carry the purple because mm-hmm. I've lost someone.
Right.
There is a blue flower for someone that's actually diagnosed. And I hope and pray I don't ever have to carry that, but, you know, it could happen. And then we have the white flower, which means survivor, and that's what we're working so hard for. I want to stress this, and I try to get people to really understand this. When you, especially this is for all the people that are carrying the purple flower this year, you have lost someone. Do not give up this fight. You know, you've gone years and you've suffered with this person with their disease. Do not forget that. Other people are suffering too. We need people to consistently stay aware and raise money and funds so that we can get rid of this horrible disease, because a lot of people are so tired once the journey has ended for their loved
sure.
one. They just go, oh, I'm done with Alzheimer's. I've had the last 10 years with it. Well, you know what? You cannot do that. You've got to stay involved.
That's a good point, and you should too, because if you walked this walk, literally, I don't mean the walk coming up, but I mean if you've walked through this as a family member or a caregiver, you know what's going on. And if you can do anything at all further on to pay it forward so that someone else that's going to have to go through this doesn't have to go through as much pain as you went through, then that's a blessing. That's a huge, huge gift that you can give. And one of the things that's so exciting, I think at least, is the fact that this walk, for example, coming up on Saturday, we get to do it.
Yeah,
didn't
I know.
Didn't get to do it last, so you know, virtual last year.
Yeah, we were, you know, folks walked everywhere in their own neighborhood
right.
last year. This year they do have that option again if they want to walk with their team or family in their
right.
neighborhoods, but they also have the option of joining us at Segra
right.
Park, and we're going to have a fun Halloween theme because it's
wear
Saturday, October 30th, so
yeah.
wear your Halloween
That would be
kind
of cool. It's just to see everybody walking.
Yes,
you know,
it's going to be fun.
That is kind of cool. You could still carry the flower that matters and this and that, but then you could still go dressed as whatever you want. That'll be a lot of fun to see that, make for some great pictures as we move through fall. But it's a special event, and again, I want people to at least consider getting involved with this. It's this Saturday over at Segra Park, and it's the Walk to End Alzheimer's. You got over 150 teams already registered to go. It's going to have a lot of energy, I'm just walks like these. When you do something like this for a cause like this, I just want people to realize, you know, you are going there, and you're going to see a lot of people in all different stages of where they've been. Some who are grieving and have the purple flower for the first time. Some who are dealing with it from at a different level. All of this. But the point is, everybody that's there can understand and empathize with everybody else. And that's the thing, is you will be among friends. You will make new friends. You'll probably be getting, I don't know, this is the COVID era, so maybe not. For me, it doesn't matter because I would do it anyway. I'd be hugging 150 people, 200 people. I don't care, because you're going to find people that know what you're going through and have gone through it also. And that's powerful.
It is. We call it our largest support group of the year. And that's why it's always free to join us on Walk Day, because we want people to be able to get information about our services and connect with other people going through this journey. And Marcia mentioned the white flower. There's only one white flower as part of our opening ceremony because it stands for the first survivor. And we can talk about numbers all day, but the most important number with Alzheimer's disease is zero.
Yeah.
There are zero survivors
right.
of this disease.
Right.
And that's what we're fighting for, is to find the first survivor, to raise funds, to find a cure for this disease, and to keep helping families that are caring for their loved ones through this, because unfortunately, the numbers keep rising, so we've got to keep fighting.
ALZ.org, that is the site that you can go on to register. Even though it's free, you still need to register in
yes.
advance so that we know who's coming, how many people will be there, all that kind of stuff. And it's on Saturday over at Segra Park, so get all the information you need over at ALZ.org. And Marcia, if people have questions, they're going through anything, they need to talk to you, get referral, what do they do?
803-808-3477, OakleafVillageLexington.com. We have a support group the first Thursday of every month. We would love to have you either Zoom in or walk in. It starts at 6 o'clock.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, very, very much. Appreciate you both, and good luck on Saturday. For Alexis, for Marcia, for Brian, I'm Kevin. Thank you for listening into The Point, the Positive Points on Aging, and we'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate Republican.